say the man got awfully angry. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired. Either give out or either tired.
Okay.
Same thing.
If we're talking about somebody not feeling well, the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school?
Temperature.
Or because he...
Was it naughty?
Would you say he was sick, or he got sick, or he took sick, or how would you say?
Well, he came sick.
Okay, fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick well?
Stomach ache.
Would you say at his stomach, or in his stomach, or on his stomach? Or?
In his stomach, or what?
If you wanted to say somebody...
Wait, now you interrupt me.
Somebody had a stomach ache. Would you ever say he feels sick in his stomach, or he feels sick to his stomach?
At his stomach.
At his stomach. Do you have a name for a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
No, I don't think I'm going to go into that.
Okay. But what I'm interested in is whether you all have serenades around here. What if people...
Quit.
She'll take
you home with
her.
You better quit.
That's right. Ooh, you know, I'd love to have that.
Let him play with you. He's told that old cat's on pieces.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Some call them hants, some call them boogers, and some call them different names.
Okay. On Christmas Day, when you first see your friends, what do you say to them?
Hello.
And then what?
Glad to see you.
Well, since it's Christmas Day, what do you say?
I'm so glad to see you, Christmas.
Okay. Do you ever say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Okay. Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to take from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what?
Tote.
What do you call something that lives in the water and it's got a hard shell? And
turtle.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people...
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
No, not unless they use sheep intestines for sausage and casings and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people raise sheep around here?
No, they don't have none here. Some people may have one or two, but they don't raise them.
I just wondered how you have to know about sheep.
Yeah, they don't raise them here.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast, chest.
Okay. What do you call something that somebody would get into to go out on a creek or a river or something?
Boat.
And do you have a special name for a kind of boat that people used to go fishing in?
Yeah, a homemade boat. They used to use them, homemade boats out of pine plank.
Okay. Were those ever called a bateau?
Yeah. Well, bateaus made different from that, but they got where they call them bateaus too now.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what?
Necklace.
Or you could say a something of beads. A string of beads or a strand of beads.
That's a beautiful string of beads.
Quick, Donnie.
Don't do me like that.
If two men have a fight and one man defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, what, the other one?
Cow.
No, if one of them really defeats the other one in a fight, how would you express that? You say, one man really did what to the other one?
Beat him up.
Yes. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really
a stingy person. Mm-hmm. Is a stingy person.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Yes.
What would you ever say he got down?
Muscles.
He got down on his haunches or
haunches?
Haunches.